Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you. What is going on in your video game world? Now, here's the thing. What's the thing, Rick? The thing is that this is the only hour all week where they let you, well, they let us, talk about video games on all these great sports talk networks. And I am not a video game programmer myself. I am just a gamer like you, and I would love to hear from you if you would like to chime in and have your question, comment, or concern addressed from the video game world. The number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's what's going to get you in and get you heard, girl, wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. Remember, we are proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. As always, we know video games offer a little respite, a little home cooking for our troops overseas, so nice to have you with us. We know you're big gamers. Also, you can listen to us stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can also send me emails there and rick@sportsbyline.com to win the game, which I'll give away at 40 after in just over a half hour. Also, at the end of the show, I do cheat code requests on your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I'll look them up for you and tell you I'm on the air. We are on sbnationlive.com as we stream through there as well. We are also on Sirius XM at 211. That's right, channel 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on there wherever you're listening, all over North America as well, or on the apps or the internet or wherever else you can get us, plus CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, on your cable provider as we go through 35 million homes as well. All right, so besides that, we need to talk about video games. We have already less than an hour before we get back to the sports talk, and it's all video game comments, questions, concerns, 1-800-878-PLAY. I will let you know what's new this week in the new release section as well. All right, come on back on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. Come on in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. Newbies, hardcore gamers, everyone in between. You got a question in the video game world, this is what we're here for. And the email is rick@sportsbyline.com. Let's start off with an email. This is from Xerxes. I like that. Are you in the Persian Empire? Xerxes says, Rick, is the Xbox dead now that Forza is going over to the other side? Thanks for the, speaking of Xbox, the guy's name is Xerxes with an X. Thanks for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. What he's or she's referring to is that we learned that Forza Horizon 5 is going to be making the jump to PS5 in the spring. And unsurprisingly, some Xbox fans have been very opinionated about it. And when you think about one of the big three Xbox franchises, the first one is Halo, as far as that goes. Then there you have Gears of War, and then Forza, which means forward in Italian, racing game. And look, a lot of these places, I mean, you think about Nintendo would never give up Mario or Zelda or some of the other exclusives they have. I've always liked sharing the wealth. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't understand why people hate one or the other. I think it makes them feel better about their decision when they do buy a system. But to me, it's kind of like the person who gets an F-150 and then buys a Calvin and Hobbes sticker, and the Calvin is urinating on a Chevy logo. And then the guy who gets the Silverado has the same thing except urinating on the Ford logo. But the truth of the matter is, I'm sure that guy was about to buy one or the other, and then somebody threw in floor mats. And so to make them feel better, they urinate on the other thing. I've never understood that. there's room in my heart for all great games. It's like people who say, I don't like football, I like soccer, or vice versa. Why can't you like football and soccer? So, and I own, because I love video games, I own systems from every company. And so now when you, I don't have an Xbox Series X or S because I don't have $1,000+ to buy two next-gen systems that play almost all the same games. Now, I do have a Switch because there are so many exclusives, as I've mentioned. But there's some people that get all bent out of shape and get their panties in a bind when these things happen. The only other time I can think of where I was perturbed and then I had to kind of catch myself, check yourself before you wreck your... All right, was when BioShock, which was a Xbox 360 exclusive, and then it went to the PS2 after a few months. And I thought, I remember they were bragging about how it was an exclusive, and their answer would have been, well, it was, it's just not anymore. And then I thought, well, what do I care if a bunch of strangers now get a chance to play it? And then I was like, why? And so I realized how dumb my reaction was. Like, hey, you said it was an exclusive. And I'm like, well, who cares? Like, oh, yeah. But Phil Spencer and the team at Xbox have tried to inform us that there are no rules when it comes to exclusives these days. And I would love Starfield to come over to the PS5. That's one of my... that's the only game where I'm like looking over the fence in envy. Like, I want to play Starfield, even though it didn't get the reviews people would like, I still want to play it. And so you think, well, why would Microsoft do this? Why risk alienating loyal fans that have aligned themselves with Xbox brands just because of these exclusives? And the answer is, pretty obvious, is they want to sell more games. And we've seen time and time again how hardware revenue has declined for Microsoft. And so it's no wonder that the priorities of this company have shifted, you know. And what it also means is they can become a publishing behemoth once again by putting stuff on all the platforms. Now, you could say, well, the whole reason I got one was because of the exclusives. And it's like, yeah, but the thing about evolving its identity, you know, continuing to thrive in these challenging times of the industry. And, you know, if you think about the high budget AAA games they have, but when it comes to former Xbox exclusives already selling in big numbers, I mean, that's absolutely there as well. And that's something that can't be denied. So if you think about, in February last year, Xbox announced that Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, Pentiment, Grounded, they were all going to go to other systems. And then we quickly discovered that PlayStation and Nintendo owners did have an appetite for these games. I mean, Sea of Thieves in particular has become a massive success on PS5. And Microsoft brags about it. I mean, they absolutely are over the moon about it. And why wouldn't they brag about it, right? And so that said, there was some criticism about, well, why only four titles making the jump? And, you know, people think, well, you're just being a collaborator. Look, business is business. Bottom line is the bottom line. And what you could have is just an issue with the strategy, because Xbox has embarked on a major marketing campaign that every device is an Xbox, and everyone seems to have understood that by now. But what it's never really explained is what's happening, what's going on with the games that are leaving the Xbox. As I said, initially it was four games, a couple more. And I think a lot of the Xbox fans and loyalists don't really have a true picture of what to anticipate. But, you know, I think Forza 5 coming to the PS5, it's only fitting that number. Maybe it's a new era. maybe it's the beginning of the end for these super mad Xbox fans, but it's just an evolution in business strategy. Everybody's trying to be profitable. You know, I talked last week about how 1 in 10 video game employees were laid off last year. You know, the multi-platform push is in full swing, and, you know, Microsoft doesn't want to give us a roadmap to it just yet, but, you know, we don't know when the next Xbox console is going to roll around. How about an Xbox handheld? You know, will Xbox be able to sell hardware without major exclusives as a sweetener, as the Xbox Game Pass is trying to do right now? So, like I said, it's a risky thing. I think you are going to PO a lot of people out there that have great pride, and I only play on Xbox. But you're going to sell a whole heck of a lot more games. And why would you, at a certain point, limit yourself? Now, that being said, as I mentioned, Gears and Halo haven't come over, and there's no way in hell that Mario is going to be on a PS5 or an Xbox anytime. You will not be playing Legend of Zelda on your PlayStation, that's for sure. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, welcome back to the Video Game Review. It's great to have you with us. My name is Rick Tittle, and coming up in the next segment, I will be giving away a brand new game. So stick with us there as well if you'd like to chime in with a question, comment, or concern about the video games and its genre, right? 1-800-878-PLAY. Last week, I talked about how the Video Game History Foundation was launching early access of its digital archive, and you can go to library.videogamehistory.org. Sorry, this is live radio. library.gamehistory.org. Third time's a charm. And you will have access to magazines, catalogs, behind the scenes content. The VGHF has more than 1,500 searchable video game magazines, all of outer print. You can even check out trade magazines that the general public rarely gets to see as well. And there was something I wanted to bring up called the Mark Flitman Papers, F-L-I-T-M-A-N. Flitman retired as a game producer, and he had worked at Konami, Acclaim, Midway, and Mindscape. And so he allowed the VGHF to digitize more than two decades of material for posterity, and giving a sneak peek into some game development in the early 90s and early 2000s. And what's cool is there's over 100 hours of footage from Myst. And there is, and a lot of this is going to be in the Myst documentary. For those of you who remember, and I had it at the time, because I believe it was 1994, might have been 1995, one of those years, that was the first big CD-ROM hit. And it was point and click, and it had great music, and you're on this island, and it was a bit clunky, to tell you the truth, but at the end, there was this like video of a guy talking, and it was like postage stamp on your screen, but you couldn't believe it. Like, wow, it's like video. I know. It's mid-90s. So that's there. And so this is because I don't know if this is the right word, but I saw an article talking about, quote, video game preservation crisis. I don't know if it's at a crisis phase, but the launch of a digital archive making the history of one of the most world's popular pastimes, I think, is a good idea. And there's a little bit of something for everyone, like the first 100 CDs from GamePro Magazine Archives, and even maps from the first 12 years of E3. If you are feeling nostalgic about the floor there. But the mission of the Video Game History Foundation is to bring video game history back to life. That's how they put it. It's a nonprofit organization. They just gather promotional materials, instruction manuals, so much more for a what they call it's a research library. But they want to preserve original source code as well. And so they have made much of its collection available for free. Anything can be publicly accessed at no charge. You can also request specific materials, but they said it's going to be slow to get to due to the high demand. And I would imagine there's not a staff of 1,500 people. There's probably like two or three. I remember out here in the Bay Area when YouTube started, my friend was one of the people who would approve or disapprove things that went on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, you must be inundated. How many people do you have doing that? And he said four. Now these were the very early days of YouTube. So now something I do want to say before you get excited or super excited is you can't play video games in the archive. So That's not how it works. You can look at a lot of stuff. And plus, also, U.S. copyright law makes sharing files kind of a murky area. And the VGHF says it's fighting to change any laws in coordination with the software preservation community. Now, if you're like me and you subscribed to video game magazines back in the day, which is not that long ago, I think that's also something cool to look at. And I was talking about Nestor and Nintendo Power and all that. But Game Informer was first published in 1991. And it was published by Funko Land. And this, of course, was all coming out of Minneapolis, which is not Silicon Valley or Japan or London or Paris, which what I'm saying is it doesn't seem like a hotspot for video games, but it was cool they survived as long as they did. Funko Land, if you remember that store, they got bought out by GameStop in 2000. And so because it was bankrolled by GameStop, as all these other magazines fell to the wayside, Game Informer became the highest regarded gaming publication around. Lots of previews, upcoming titles, and they did have deals with GameStop. And every year when I got my new GameStop Insiders Club, whatever it was called, I think it was like $20 a year, and then you got discounts and stuff, it always came with subscription to Game Informer, and they'd say, do you want digital or physical? And I said, I want physical. And they go, you want it mailed to your house? I'm like, yeah, I don't just read it on my phone. But we do know that last summer, Game Informer, they couldn't survive anymore. They shut down, and they took all the content off their website, which means fans could no longer access 33 years worth of interviews and reviews, and including the then upcoming game, Dragon Age: The Veilguard. Right? There have been a lot of efforts to restore and preserve lost Game Informer content, and their former video producer Ben Hansen is asking readers to share scans of their past issues for an online database. So he did. So with that, Game Informer, which by the way, the Video Game Foundation, I should say, which has only been going since 2017, and right now they say they have 30,000 pieces of almost 2,000 out-of-print magazines. They do have every issue of Game Informer. They also have the official U.S. PlayStation Magazine, EGM. I loved EGM. That was Electronic Gaming Monthly. I kept waiting for that to come to my door. PC Gamer as well. But magazines articles aren't the only content there. There are event guides and the first 12 years of E3. There's a full international collection of From Software promotional materials. It's with complete Elden Ring studio giving its blessing to them, over 100 hours of footage from many games I mentioned missed in the Mark Flipman papers, and a lot more producers' times working at Konami and Atari. And so while some of these gaming-centric websites and forums have been, you know, replacing publications like places like IGN, people are still nostalgic for print media and holding it in your hand. That's why I mean, for me, I like having a book. I don't like holding a screen to read a book. It just feels dumb to turn the page to press a button. It's just me, maybe. But over three decades, a very valuable part of video game history is now available to access. And if you feel like it, if you ever want to go down the hole, and I did this once with, it's funny, you think, speak of CD-ROMs. I remember one of the early CD-ROMs I bought was every issue of Mad Magazine, going back to 1955 or whenever it started. If you want to just read every issue of Game Informer free of charge, you can go to the website and get it. And so that is not too shabby, to say the least. And I also saw this little thing. It had the top 10, 20 covers all time of Game Informer. Game Informer, the cover was always it was the opposite of a centerfold. Get your mind out of the gutter. It was a centerfold if you took the cover, because it was always it would always start on the back and it would go all the way to the front. And so that's how you would like open it up and see it. And they also had a little thing where people could send in their own art, which, you know, it wasn't just a little kid drawing Sonic the Hedgehog. Some of the artwork was absolutely amazing in a lot of that stuff. But as I mentioned, Ben Hansen, the video game producer, his initiative is called MinMax, which is got M-I-N-N, which, as I mentioned, it's got to be Minnesota Max. MinMax says to send it in any kind of scans that you have. And I was thinking, who has scans of Game Informer? And then I thought, if any community has scans of a video game magazine, it's going to be this community that I'm speaking to right now, of which I'm a part. Because, I mean, if George Costanza's dad can save TV guides, then there are going to be people who have scans of it. Not that they just don't have it themselves as well, but it's a cool archive and it is important to, you know, it's just so many things get pushed to the wayside. I guess we're sort of swiping left on older video games, which we shouldn't. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will have the video game that I'm giving away, a very simple question to answer, and then I'll let you know what's coming out new this week as well. This is the Video Game Review.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
The Video Game Review.
Rise,
all right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening. And hope you're staying warm here in these cold winter months. Keep the video games. Hopefully you don't lose power. All right, 40 after the hour, time for a brand new game. This one's called Backrooms Inside the Escape for the PC. Here's the blurb. Navigate a terrifying maze inspired by creepypasta lore with high-quality graphics and immersive 3D audio. Face eerie corridors, intense puzzles, and shocking screamers in an atmosphere filled with constant dread, delivering a deeply immersive horror experience. Rated T for Teen. This is for the PC. It's also for the Nintendo Switch. And this just came out 2 weeks ago, developed and published by Random Spin. My question, and send the answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com, second correct answer wins. Is this about escaping a back room, or is this about NCAA volleyball? Just let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com, and you will win Backrooms Inside the Escape from Random Spin. All right, and we will revisit the new release category coming up a little bit later this segment as well. 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. 1-800-878-7529. Just a funny little blurb as well, because I thought I would bring it up. We're talking about Xbox. Well, on X, Elon Musk live streamed himself playing Path of Exile 2. It's an action role-playing game. And for about an hour and a half, he showcased his account and boasted his position as the 15th highest rank account on the game's hardcore mode, which is pretty relentless. And it seemed pretty impressive to the video game world. But then people started to doubt Musk being the owner of that account as the live stream continued, because people pointed out, especially in videos from some well-known popular Path of Exile 2 hardcore players, Musk's skill, the technical understanding of the game, were reminiscent of someone who just started playing, not someone who had put in the hundreds of hours required to get to that level, he was claiming. So the theory that he was boosting his account, in other words, paying others to level up for him, kind of almost a different way of gold farming himself, it was kind of supported when the account was being played during inauguration day while Musk was doing the accidental Sieg Heil and all that stuff. When he became the Department of Government Efficiency head, which is a brand new thing. So how can you be at the inauguration while you're playing? And so once the skeptics started saying that, you've been caught, and then Musk eventually admitted to it with Nicholas Hayes, who's a YouTuber. And so he just said, do you pay people to play? And then he responded with the 100 emoji. And Musk told Hayes, This is according to MSN. Quote, it's impossible to beat the players in Asia if you don't, as they do. Huh? So then he said, I never took any credit for leveling up my characters. So now, it's not, I'll say this. As a gamer, I think it's pretty cool that some billionaire is like, hey, look, I'm really good at video games. Because most billionaires that you kind of see as Warren Buffett or Trump, right? Like they don't know if a video game is blown up or stuffed. So on the one hand, that's kind of cool. But on the other hand, it's pretty lame to just blatantly lie like, oh, look how great I am. You know, it's like me getting behind the wheel of a Ferrari and going, check out this car I built. You built it? Well, other people may have built it, but I'm driving it. Like, okay. But then Musk kind of doubled down, saying he's a global top 20 player in Diablo 4. And once again, global. He's probably not even the best in the top 20 on his street. But one gamer said that he looked at his character and he called it, quote, hilariously bad. And remember, Elon's everything is make blank great again, right? Health, America. And he said he was going to make games great again. And I'll just say this on behalf of all of us at Sports Byline. I think games are pretty great right now. I don't think just make electric cars or do whatever. All right. Speaking of global, there's a if you go to Europe, and I've spent a lot of time over there, especially in England, they have the age. You know, we hear we have rated T for teen. They'll actually have the age. They'll say 16, 14, 12, whatever it is. And they're starting to call now in England for age restrictions on video game loot boxes because the BBC say that most young men, they do say young men, are the most at risk from being addicted to gambling. And they're saying that it all starts with loot boxes in video games. Now, loot boxes, sometimes they cost real money, in-game currency, virtual items, sometimes they're free. It seems a bit of a stretch to me to say that's where they're going to get hooked. But even if it is, it's everything in moderation. You should be able to distinguish. You know, it's like if you took away loot boxes, would there be no more people who, young men who would gamble? No. But this is a study from Bournemouth University. Bournemouth is on the south coast of the UK, England, and it was led by Dr. Rujie Wang. And Dr. Wang said, they are often used in video games aimed at young people, loot boxes, allowing players to pay for random prizes like in-game items and progress in the game. But they can blur the line between playing and gambling because players spend money without knowing what they will receive, which can lead to impulsive spending and addiction. Fair enough. I'm not a clinician. I only play a brain surgeon on the radio. That's all I do. But it seems to me, and normally I get the backs of these things and I think that they're very important studies. I think this is stupid. I think this is really stupid to say that it's sort of like saying if you drink a beer, you're going to be an alcoholic. And the answer to that is obviously no. That doesn't mean you're going to be an alcoholic. But some people get super fired up for this stuff. And some people, they want to do a study. And I'm sure there's empirical evidence there. And good luck. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. I want to get to one more email here before I get to the new releases. This is from Sassy. I like that. Maybe it's Sassy. Anyway, it looks like Sassy. Rick, tell me more about Civ 7. Yeah, Sid Meier's Civilization 7 is coming out at the end of February. And it just keeps rolling along. It's awesome. I will tell you this, too, for the pre-order, you can get something called the Founders Edition. And the Founders Edition, you get the game. You get early access, which is next week. You get Tecumseh and Shawnee pack. You get Crossroads of the World Collective, two new leaders, four new civilizations, four new natural wonders, a special cosmetic bonus, and more. You get Right to Rule Collection, post-loss content, two new leaders, four civs, deluxe content, and two leader profiles, one Fog of War tile set, one Founder's Skin, four profile customizations. So, and by the way, the Tecumseh, he specializes in diplomacy and defense, and the Shawnee is an exploration age civ that excels at utilizing natural resources. This is all in the Founders Pack, if you would like to go in on that. And if you do want to get the Founders Pack, it is $130. BDD. Put the cricket sound on. All right. Let's say maybe you're into it. More power to them. Let's look at the new releases this week. Car Wash Tycoon Business Simulator. Wow. For the Switch. Sounds thrilling. Spirit, Rick, don't be negative. Sorry. Spirit Swap, Lofi Beats to Match 3, PC. Blood Bar Tycoon, PC. Also Hidden Pass on the PC. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Xbox Series X and S, PS5, and PC. Rogue Waters, X and S, PS5, and the Switch. Rift of the Necro Dancer, not Mancer. That's on the PC. Rift of the Necro Dancer. Underward on the PC. Big Helmet Heroes, Switch, PS5, PC, X, and S. Catagrams, that's for your phone, Apple and Android. Ever Warder, PC, Linux, Mac. Grand Mountain Adventure 2 for your phones. I See Red. This is for the Switch. Luck Be a Landlord. Luck Be a Landlord Tonight. That's on every big system except the PC, believe it or not. Moons of Darsalon on the Switch. Starlight Legacy is on the PC. Sworn on the PC. Under Defeat. I think they mean defeat. That's on everything except the Xbox One. A Game About Digging a Hole. What's it about? This is on the PC. Oh, by the way, there's also Car Detailing and Wash Simulating Luxury Car Cleaner. Everybody's got their thing. Casual Sports Series Tennis on Linux and PC. Fly Punch Boom on everything, even your phones. And finally, Macross Shooting Insight, PS5, PS4, and the Nintendo Switch. We will take a break, and we will get on back on Sports Byline USA, USA, USA.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you.
If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and we're going to close out the show in our customary fashion, whereas I'm going to give away a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Cinch. Getting a lot of nicknames. Cinch with a Y. Rick, how do I get unlimited bullet time and Max Payne? Well, this is a classic one, going back to the PS2. And bullet time is a pretty noteworthy asset in Max Payne, but you can only use so much of it in a shootout unless you have the cheat. I have unlimited bullet time here. Pause the game and enter L1, L2, R1, R2, triangle, XX, triangle. Unpause the game. Unlimited bullet time. Once again, Max Payne, PS2, pause the game, and then on your joypad, what else, right? L1, L2, R1, R2, triangle, XX, triangle, unlimited bullet time, and you can go out there and start taking names. by the way, if you'd like to email me during the week, I will get back to everyone at some point if you have a question, comment, or concern, since we do only have one hour all week to talk video games. But thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back next week and we'll do it again. I'm Rick Tittle. Until then, we'll see you right here on Video Game Review.